Wasteland Party.
Ayo, and I'm back again after what, freaking almost 5 months? Jesus Christ. What the hell is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? It's all for good reasons, a whole bunch of personal stuff going on. Which I hate, you know, and I know as a viewer or listener, you know, it's like, who cares? Just bring on the content. I'm bored. I need something. I understand wholeheartedly, you know, and this is one of the things that I've been trying to do, is try to organize everything from streaming to content creating to podcasting, all this stuff. I'm trying to find a balance that I can be able to actually achieve, do, execute, and upload everything at a timely manner in a very professional way. And it's real tough, and I'm finding out that it's a lot tougher than I thought it would be. But I did add to the Twitch channel, which by the time you're listening to this would successfully finally be Wasteland at Twitch, or Twitch.tv/Wasteland, whatever, instead of Wasteland Party, because it's this whole thing that I had to reserve the name of blah blah blah, all that stuff, but none of that's important. The thing is, while I was streaming, I did have a redemption for picking the topic of the next podcast. Now, I added this more so as a curiosity thing. I want to know how many people wanted to actually do this, and I got two so far that did it, and I'm very surprised I did. So I'm going to continue using that, and I'm going to have this podcast evolve slowly but surely into something akin to, let's say, a talk show with other timeline travelers and other people that have had wacky little adventures that would, you know, wouldn't mind to talk about some of the things that I talk about. So, starting here on out, we'll more than likely have guests every episode. I'll make sure I mention their name in the title or the description. I will try to promote properly and formally and regularly through TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to fucking call it. Those three avenues I'm trying to use. The social media circuit has been real odd lately, especially with TikTok having rumored to be possibly banned. But none of that really matters. Right now, we're here to talk about the topic that one of my viewers from my streaming asked, and it was about mental health. Now, a lot of you can either take or leave the subject of mental health. What I've noticed with a lot of people is they either embrace the idea and the fact that you need to really take care of your mind and your state of mind and your moods, your emotions, and try to keep them at an elevated level so that they'll feel balanced and you can feel fulfilled in your life. And then there's other people, you know, either pessimistic or narcissistic, that say, no, screw that. Mental health is a myth. You live in a capitalist dystopia. You need to work with what you got and make it work and make it happen. Now, most people would just go, hey, I'm going to do the episode about mental health and I'm just going to promote it. But I do want other people to understand both sides. Now, I'm going to start with the positive side, where most people embrace the idea of mental health and they say, hey, you know, we live in a very worrying time and to be worried is normal. But those sort of things manifest themselves into stressors and things that can affect your health. So you need to do everything you absolutely can to create an environment where you're happy, or you can give yourself the capacity to be happy so that you can be able to live every day and fully live out the rest of your years on this planet. Even though it seems like the world is burning and everything's crashing down upon you, you can do many, you know, tiny things. Walking, doing your favorite hobby, spending time with your loved ones, whatever thing that can give you that serotonin or dopamine that allows you to wake up with a pep in your step, or something akin to that, where it's that day becomes a little easier because you took care of yourself mentally. And that's really short, sweet, to the point. You know, there's obviously a lot more to it. There's so much about the mind and the body that are still being discovered every single day. And when it comes to mental health, it can't be such a simple thing as, oh, you know, jog and you'll feel better, or play some video games and you'll feel better. Sometimes it's a hormone thing. Sometimes it's a state of mind thing. There's a lot of physical, metaphysical, emotional, you know, hormonal, fucking even cancerous things that can cause people to be either very happy or very sad or very angry, whatever. But that was the positive side to mental health, or understanding mental health, or accepting the fact that it exists, and a lot of people take very good precautions to ensure that their days go by with the least amount of stress as possible. Now, we can also talk about the other side of people that, you know, deny mental health, deny any sort of thing like that being important. Or weirdly enough, people like this do exist, you know, and a lot of the times they are slightly bitter, a lot of the times a little angry, but that's not the idea I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to have the side that understands about mental health to understand these people. Now, usually people that I guess you would say have nothing wrong with them would get mad at someone else and say nothing's wrong with them too. But a lot of the people that say that, oh, it's too bad, so sad, the world is shit, make something of it, you gotta know where they're coming from too. And I think I have enough empathy to be able to understand that side too. Now, people like that feel the same thing people feel, even people that think and care about their mental health a lot. But these people push past that boundary. And yes, it is a boundary, even though it's something that's very delicate and is very precious to everyone. But there is a boundary of caring for yourself and then disabling yourself from pushing past certain limitations that you have. It's like, let me give you an example. Now, if I was extremely agoraphobic and I couldn't go outside, many people would argue that I shouldn't be forced to go outside because that's not what I'm comfortable with. But many other people would argue that I should try my absolute best to go outside so I can conquer that fear and eventually, hopefully, having eradicated the fear altogether. Now, there's two different schools of thought. There's people caring about someone's feelings, and then there's someone caring about someone's progress. And they're two different things that it always depends on the person at hand. And like, for example, me, I do believe in both mental health and pushing past my limits. But because I'm aware of mental health and I'm aware of trying to make myself a little happier every day, I try to push past what I'm already limited to doing. You know, i.e. like this podcast that took me 5 months to upload a new episode. If you only knew what was going on in my personal life right now, you'd be like, wow, how is he even getting this sort of things done? But, you know, I'm doing it and I'm going to continue to do it, and I'm going to continue to show more episodes. And this episode is dedicated to user chaos_lily for redeeming it on the Wasteland Twitch. And I still got a couple more episodes to go, but I didn't want to cover as much as I wanted to, because it is kind of hard doing this sort of thing when I don't really have anybody to bounce dialogue off of. But all that's going to be remedied. I'm going to have my podcast hopefully on Twitch every Thursday. And we'll see the time slot. But let's all cross our fingers and see if we can be able to make this stuff happen, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and sign off. And right now I'm keeping my episodes about 10 minutes long. I'm not sure if I should make them longer or shorter. Feel free to just type it whenever, wherever, in any comment section. I'll see it eventually. But until then, as always, there's always a better reality out there, as long as somebody can conceive it.